Can people tell that you've received Christ into your life? Can people tell that you've become a new creature in Him? That the old is gone and you put on a new self? That you put on somebody new? Does it show in your life? When you walk around, can people see the light? When you're in trouble, can they see something different? When all hell breaks through in your life, do you stay calm? So if somebody would evaluate your life, could they tell you're a Christian? If they evaluated your life and they were the ones that judged you, they had their pen and their paper and they've got this video camera that follows you around everywhere you go, could they tell you're a Christian? Does it show in your life? Are there times in your life where if somebody walked up to you and met you at that very instant, could they tell you're a Christian? Are there times in your life that maybe you're not so Christian-like? Whether it's around certain people, whether it's when you pay your bills, whether it's at your job and your school, whatever it is, are there times in your life, if somebody walked into your life right then, would they know you're a Christian? Or would they think, whew, I need to get these people saved? Are there times in your life where if another Christian walked in to your life, would they be thinking in their head, wow, I need to minister to them? Does your life revolve Christ in everything you do? Is Christ the center of your life? Is it the center of your life? I'm going to give you an example. A very large person came up to you and they begin bragging about this fat loss pill, telling you how great this fat loss pill is, telling you, man, you should try this. This is the greatest fat loss pill I've ever tried. It works great. I take it myself. And I'm talking, this person's big. And they're going, I take it myself. You should try this. This is awesome. You don't know how great this is. What would those words mean to you? What would they mean to you? It would obviously look like those pills don't work. For some reason, anytime I've ever gone into GNC, there's always a heavier person or a very, very skinny person. When it's the heavier person, they come up to me and they're like, hey, these are some great fat loss pills. You should try these. First of all, I'm like, you should probably ask me what I'm looking for because I could take very good offense to that. But thank you. And the little skinny guy is the one that always comes up. Man, these here work great. This gives you so much muscle. You should try it out. I just kind of stare at him. I'm like, sir, do you take these pills? Oh, yeah, all the time. It's awesome. I don't want those. But is it evident in your life? So if you're still looking like the world, but talking about God, how does it look? How does it look? We're not trying to sell God, but we're in a representation of Him. How does it look for God? Well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Bleep, 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 bleep. I'm a Christian with a bad attitude. I'm a Christian that doesn't do this. I'm a Christian, but all these things I'm really supposed to be. But I'm a Christian. How does your life look to the world? I want you to think about that tonight. Seriously, evaluate your life. Nobody's perfect. All of us can change something. But even if we leave this place with one thing we can find in our life that we can change to make us a better person, to make us a greater Christian, that we can all find something. Some of us may be able to find a ton of things I'm not going to look at anybody because you're going to think I'm picking on you. But what can you find in your life that doesn't represent Christ? That if Christ were standing before you today, that he'd be ashamed. That he'd say, wow, let's put it this way. We've had people wear our shirts that say Redemption Church and gone in and done certain things at places. And I'm going, oh, Jesus, help me. That they're a representation of this house. And we're a representation of Christ. How many times is it that we've done things, we've said things, we've done whatever, haven't done things that God's going, oh, Lord. He's a representation of me. How many times have we let God down? Thank God he's so merciful. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. That our kids are a representation of us. But back to the pills. The fat loss, the weight gain pills. Would you buy the pills? If you were trying to lose weight, and someone with more weight than you was trying to sell them to you and telling you that they used it, would you buy them? If you're trying to gain weight and somebody half of your size is telling you how great this works, would you buy them? A lot of times, guys, we don't know the bigger picture. Maybe that large person was twice that size before she started. Maybe she was so much or he was so much larger and it's worked such a miracle in their life. Or maybe that skinny guy was really skinny and doubled his weight. But you didn't know the past. You didn't know what had happened before. A lot of times, guys, our life, we begin to boast about Christ and rejoice. But a lot of times, guys, what happens in our life is we look at where we came from, and it's great where we've came from, but we kind of compromise with going any further because we say, well, if you only knew where I came from, if you only knew what kind of person I used to be, you'd think I'm really holy now if you just knew me back then. But that's not good enough. That's great that you've came that way. But don't stop. When that heavy person came so far to lose all that weight, they're excited. They've lost so much weight. But sometimes we still have a long ways to go. Sometimes just because we're not the person we used to be doesn't mean that we need to stop becoming the person who God wants us to be. Because we can go so far. I've come so far from where I was, but I'm still not where I need to be. I'll never, never, ever be where I need to be, and where we need to be and focus on is God. To be perfect, that's where we need to be. We can't be there, but the good part is we can spend the rest of our life trying. We can spend the rest of our life perfecting things in our life. And as soon as we think we're perfect, that's when you better realize you've got some things to work on. That's when you realize the pride is kicked in and you better kick it to the road. Or God will, and it's not good. But it's great when we've come a long ways. It's awesome when we've come a long ways. But just because we can see it in our lives and people that we know can see it in our lives doesn't mean those that come encounter with us can see it in our lives. Do you understand? So when I went, getting out of high school, when I was 117 pounds and went to 165 pounds, those around me saw a huge difference and was like, wow, how'd you get so big? And others that came encounter with me that didn't know me from my past may have looked at me differently and said, wow, you're so small. The same way with Christ. That those that know you say, wow, you've come so far, you've grown so great. But those that come encounter with you may go, wow, he calls himself a Christian? I'm not saying you're not, but I'm saying is the things we need to begin to perfect in our life. The things we need to begin to change in our life. For another example, you run into an old friend that hasn't seen you for years. That person is skinny as they can be. They tell you who they are, and you can't believe their eyes. It's Fatty McPherson. The one you made fun of for being so heavy. And they're slim and skinny, skinnier than you. You're amazed. They tell you all about their lifestyle change and how one simple thing did it for them. How one simple thing did it for them. For myself, it'd be eliminating Casey's Pizza. For others of you, may have lost a lot of weight when Hostess went down. The Twinkies were gone. Cupcakes, whatever. But they tell you about how one simple thing changed their life. This should be how it should be with God. That they run into you and they don't recognize you because you're a completely different person. They say, wow, what happened? What did you do? And you tell them, one simple thing changed my life. One thing changed my life. Jesus Christ. The gospel, the word of God, the Bible. This one thing changed who I am. It made me a new creature. That the old me, the one that you knew, the one that we used to go to jail together, that one's dead. That one's gone, but a new one, person came alive. That way everything that I resembled back then, you no longer see. Let's turn to Isaiah 58, 9 through 12. But where they run into you and they say, wow, I can't believe the change in your life. I can't believe who you are now. You're nothing like the person I used to know. There's some people that'll run into you and they'll be excited that you're a new person. That you're somebody totally different. And some of those you'll run into that are still the person you used to be. And they're almost depressed and they don't like you because you're somebody different. You're not the cool Josh I used to know. You're not the party Josh. But those are the ones that see that true change. Those are the ones when their life gets so far down, they come to you. They come to you. The ones that make fun of you because your life's changed. The ones that mock you and say, oh, Christian person, this and that. They're the ones that when all hell breaks loose in their life and they can't take it anymore and they can't go to their friends, they go to you. But you're happy to share what God has done. You're happy to show who God really is. Isaiah 58, 9 through 12. This is in the Message Bible. If you get rid of unfair practices, quit blaming victims. Quit gossiping about other people's sins. If you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourself to the down and out, your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. This part here I want you to grab a hold of. Your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. Your shadowed lives will be bathed in sunlight. Keep going. I will always show you where to go. I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. Firm muscles, strong bones. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew, rebuild the foundations, form out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, make the community livable again. Things from your past that'll show. Things from your past that you'll begin to turn around. But the great part in this, guys, your lives will begin to glow in the darkness and your shadowed lives will be bathed in sunlight. Verse 10 in the New King James, it says, then your light shall dawn in the darkness. When darkness is around you, you will be the light. That when there is darkness, they should be able to tell you apart. They should be able to distinguish who you are from the rest. That people will want to come to you because they'll know that you can fix anything. Restore old ruins. Rebuild and renovate. Make the community livable again. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew. Rebuild the foundations formed out of your past. That things from your past, they'll see how dead you used to be. They'll see the person you used to be. And if you can turn that person around, whoo, you can probably do anything. People will probably look at me and go, whoo, if God can change him, God can do a work in me. But to begin to be the light, begin to be something that separates you from the rest, not someone that is separated from God. That we've got to begin to show who God really is in our life. Song, Jesus Be the Center, that we're singing. When you look at someone as Jesus at the center of their life, you can see Jesus in everything they do. In everything they do. When I was a bodybuilder, my life was all about it. You wouldn't even have to look at me, never have seen me, and you would know that I was a bodybuilder. You would go into my apartment and see protein everywhere. See bodybuilder pictures on the wall. Bodybuilder magazines. Go to my checkbook. You'd see it written out to all these supplement places. You'd see where my money was going. Talk to me on the phone. I'd talk about bodybuilding. Talk to me on the internet. Never see me, but you would know what my life revolved around. You would know what my life revolved around. Or two, never speak to me, but look at me, and you'd been able to tell what my life revolved around. But everything about me reflected what was most important in my life. That it reflected what the center of my life was. It reflected what my life revolved around. What do you want the center of your life to be? What do you want people to see coming out of you? The ones that a lot of times made fun of you the most when a hard time came, those are the first ones to come and ask you questions. Those are the first ones when they overdosed on pills in the bathroom in middle school, go to the hospital, get themselves pumped. They're the first ones that come to you and say, if I died, do you think I'd go to hell? They're the first ones, the ones that made fun of you, that come to you in the time of trouble when they need something because they know who to turn to. They know that you had all the right answers. They know that you knew what it was all about. But what they were doing is rejecting the Son of God. They were rejecting not you, but who lives in you. They were rejecting more than just who you are, but they were rejecting the Father. But believe me, they get drawn back in. They get drawn back in. And believe me, it's lies. They make fun of you. They ridicule about it. It's them trying to make themselves feel better about not accepting it. lies that Satan tells them over and over again. One last thing, guys, we'll close. This is about showing Christ is the center of your life. Showing Christ that is evident in your life, that it has had a change. So you meet a girl in your life or a guy, whatever. And you feel like your life has turned around once you've met them. You're so excited. You're just all, oh, girls, you're just like, I just love him. You just can't believe how he is. He's my knight in shining armor. He's my Romeo. And you just start blushing when you think about him.
Hope you like my girl impersonation.
But you tell everybody about that person. But you meet that person. You tell somebody, you go, I've never felt this happy. I've never been this joyful. I've never been this excited about anybody. I think she's the one. I think he's the one. You tell everybody, your face glows. People can see it on you that something's happened in your life. People can see it. It's because you're going to work and you've got that smile on your face.
And they go, Tom, who is she? Tom, there's somebody there, ain't there?
And they can see it on your face. They see you're somebody different. You've got a new joy inside of you. People begin to ask, what's so special about this person? What's so special about him or her? What has happened in your life? What do you say? You begin to describe all the great things she or he is. You begin to try to explain why you like this person so much and how great that person is. And this is how we must be with Christ. We must be able to explain who he is. Explain what he's done for us. Sometimes it's unexplanatory. We need to say, I don't know, but she's the one. He's the one. Sometimes we can't even explain it. But all we know is, you're going to have to meet her to find out. You need to meet him to find out. All we know is there's something just so great about that person. But when you find God and you find Christ, it should show in your life. Those around you should say, who have you met? What have they done with the Bethany I know, with the Julie I know, with the Kevin I know? What have they done with that one? You're somebody different. I like it. You're a complete new person. Then we begin to describe this Christ and say, you know what? There's so much about him that has changed my life, I can't even start to describe him. But you can start right there. You can start right there. The greatest thing you can tell about Christ a lot of times is what he's done in your life, how he's changed you. Begin to tell him who you were before. That person you go back into GNC and the one that you weren't really listening to because they didn't look like that fat burner or that weight gainer worked. But all of a sudden they begin to pull out pictures and they say, this is what I used to look like. This is who I used to be. But this turned my life around. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, that does work. Wow, there is something different about that. Wow, I need me some of that. And that's the way it needs to be with Christ. That people want what you have. That people see that there's an evidence of what has been changed in your life. That people see that you are somebody new. That you're not the same person you were. That in situations that arise, you're not that same person that you were. You're not that person filled with fear. You're not that person filled with anger, with lust, with pain. But you're a new creature. Share it to the world. Share it to the world.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.